And welcome to Cornerstone Anglican Church. Are you a person of expectation? For us as a church, this refers to something quite specific. It refers to those who have gone through difficulties and troubles in their lives, real challenges. But in the midst of those challenges, somehow things have turned around. They've settled down. And as a result, you have this sense that there is something more, that there is something more to life, and an expectation of what that might be. If that is you, if you are a person of expectation, then we'd encourage you to listen now as Pastor Andrew explains what that means.
The people of expectation have a special place in the heart of God. From a vision God gave to me, we realized that the people of expectation were people who had been through extremely difficult and troubled times. Some of them would probably call it, I've been to hell and back. And we know that whatever they were doing or wherever they were, it was not fun. It was not good times. And then we sense that there was an intervention. It was God doing the intervention. That somehow or other he had spoken to them, or he had sent someone to advise them, or he just given them a positive thought that just turned everything around for them. The troubles began to recede. The difficulties went away. And their life became more settled. And they begin to prosper. And some probably for the first time in their lives. They probably found love in certain ways that for some of them, they may have never ever known in their life. But they also came out of this with a sense of purpose. They have a sense of expectation. That there's a reason for this turnaround in their life. There's a reason for their life. That they have a sense that they're meant to do something. But they have no idea what that is. And so they're waiting. They don't know whether God is going to turn up for them or something else. But something's going to get through to them what it is that they really ought to be doing with their life. They want to make a difference. They want to be involved. And they think that they actually now have the goods to make that type of difference. And that is our people of expectation. We need to be praying, working, striving in whatever means that we can to connect with them. They're going to be people all over the place who are going to want to have the discussions, who actually want to hear someone come up with something that might explain why they're waiting, why they have this sense inside, I'm meant to be doing something, but I don't know what it is. And our call is to say to them, it's time to come into the kingdom of God. It's time to come into his church. Now is the time. God is sending us to a group of people he has his hand upon. And he's had his hand upon them for a long time. God has his hand on these people. They are a people who have a purpose in God. And as we do the invitation, they're going to sense it. We have the equipment, the training, and the development that that will enable them to find exactly their purpose, their unique purpose in God, to help them find the outworking of that purpose. So if you're a person of expectation, you've got a sense of purpose, you've got a sense that your life has changed for the better, and you're just not sure what it is, you need to connect with us. We can help you find your purpose in God, your destiny. You need to connect with us. Go to our website where we talk about this, because Jesus has his hand on your life. He knows who you are. He has called you and you've sensed the call. This is the day. This is the hour. God is calling you in. He's calling you into his kingdom. He's calling us into his church. Now is the time to take up the purpose that God has for you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that we are not accidents going somewhere to happen. That you have your hand on our lives. That in the darkest hour you've been with us, even though we didn't know it. And in the times of light, your presence has been so precious. Enable us as your church to reach these people with your love, with your strength, with your power and your wisdom, that they may know you as we know you and walk with you as we walk with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you'd like to hear more great messages from Pastor Andrew, check out our Facebook page or look us up on the net at cornerstone-church.com.au.